Hi, everybody. Thanks for your patience. We are waiting for one council member to get reconnected, and we will be back in the meeting.
Okay, thanks everybody for your patience. We've got all the council members back on. So we closed executive session and opened the special meeting back up at 5:43 p.m. Do I have a motion from a council member?
Am I up on this, Madam Mayor?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Mayor, after evaluation and consideration of the, I haven't got it in front of me. I sent it away. I'll start over. Madam Mayor, after evaluation and consideration, the council moves to approve the city administrator's performance report. I move to approve a pay increase of $5 per hour for the city administration position effective July 1st, 2021 at the beginning of the fiscal year. I sent the specific motion to Karen.
Is there a second?
Taylor seconds.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Clark to approve the city administrator's performance report and pay increase of $5 per hour for the city administrator position effective July 1st, 2021 at the beginning of the fiscal year, and seconded by Councilmember Taylor. At this time, I will invite public comment on the motion. Please keep comments germane to the motion and respectful. So, are there any members of the public that wish to comment on the motion? If so, please raise your icon hand.
This is Kelly McLaughlin. I don't have a hand. I'm on a phone.
Go ahead, Kelly. Thank you.
Thanks, and thanks for the full council's consideration and deliberation of the matter. I just want to say I'm really disappointed to hear that the council's approved extra spending in this time of extreme financial insecurity. That's all.
Thank you, Kelly. Are there any other members of the public that wish to comment on this motion? Okay, seeing no public comment, I will now open it up to council discussion and deliberation. Are there any members of the council that wish to comment? Councilmember Lewis, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to point out a couple things that I've learned in the last few months that the public might not be aware of, that you know, there are lots of city administrators across the country, across the state, and there is a certain wage that is generally paid, and this new wage will be in the middle of that, not on the high end, not on the low end. It's basically a fair wage. And one of the things that's really important to me on the council is to support our staff. And I have just been blown away by how much the city administrator does for this town, for the council. You know, every special project I'm working on, I'm working directly with the city administrator. He's doing the background, he's doing the legwork. It's just, and I've said this before, but it really makes being on the city council a reasonable volunteer position, because it saves us all that time that the council used to have to do all this legwork. But we have a professional who is competent and super helpful, and we want to keep them around, and we want the city to be a good employer and pay people a fair wage. So those were part of the reasons, those are part of the reasons and more that I support the pay raise. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanya. Any other council comments or discussion on the motion at hand? Councilmember Clark, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I know there's no question that the city administrator does a tremendous amount of work, and I like him, and I get along with him. At least I hope so. It's just that the largest portion of our tax dollars already goes to our operations payroll. We're a small city, and our tax base right now, especially, is in question. We're still suffering from the COVID pandemic. I'd like to see a normal year pass by and see how well the city is doing at the end of this summer before we consider any sort of a pay raise. But that's what I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joe. Any other council discussion or comment on the motion? Well, I will speak. I second everything that Councilmember Lewis said, and I'm not entirely sure how mayors who also worked did such a phenomenal job before we had our city administrator. I can only imagine the amount of work that everybody put into things before he came along. I know that I would not have the opportunity or the time to put in to being the mayor without the city administrator position. Tom brings a tremendous amount of knowledge and contacts and enthusiasm to his position, and I greatly appreciate him and the discussions we have and the counsel that I get from him, and really believe that he is an invaluable part of our staff. So I'm in full favor of paying him an adequate wage. And I guess that's it. So if there is no other council comment at this time, Councilmember Buckeye, go ahead.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I was actually going to make a request if you'd be able to speak to the process of evaluation and the process of executive session to arrive at this point for transparency purposes.
Sure, thanks. So annually, city staff provides a self-evaluation, and their direct supervisors provide them an evaluation. So that took place. The city administrator provided his self-evaluation, and I provided him my evaluation, and that's what we, the council, discussed during executive session. And the reason we do that in executive session is because it's a personnel issue. To speak about an employee's evaluation is not generally done in front of the public. And then we come out of executive session to vote on the motion that we decided during executive session.
Great, thank you.
Councilmember Taylor, go ahead. Yep.
I think the other council members have summed this up really very well. I too support the evaluation. I think Tom's done a fine job. I work with him extensively on roads, and probably a lot of people don't know that Tom is dealing with roads, and sometimes, you know, and with along with Joe Clark and I as the sort of the road team here. On weekends, late in the evening, he's always there ready to make a decision and to hustle to get a PO in place to get snow plowing going when we have a sudden dump. And I really appreciate that support. And a good city administrator really is key to making the city or helping the city run smoothly across multiple councils and mayors and keep the support going for the staff and all of that. The city administrator position in a small town like ours, or even in big ones, is always a lightning rod. And it's real easy for the public to criticize, to find fault with a city administrator. Almost anybody who's getting anything done is going to attract some opposition. And that's just kind of what goes with the job. And Tom's aware of that. Sometimes I think the criticism can be harsh and unfair, but he manages to roll on and keep the work going. And I really appreciate that. So I was happy to see a strong review of by the mayor of the city administrator, and I feel happy to support that wage increase. I do note that the city is in strong financial position. We have actually probably a couple of years worth of our operating budget in savings just from unspent tax revenue from previous years. So it's not like we are putting the city in any kind of financial stress by giving a raise here and there when to staff that are worthy of it. It would be a false economy not to do so. It's expensive to recruit a new employee to fill a position if they leave because they're unhappy with their support. We may not find somebody as good if we have to refill a key staff position like this, and we may have to pay more so in order to even attract somebody. So I think we should be happy for what we have and give him all the support we can do.
Thank you, Mike. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I want to kind of build a little bit on some things that Mike touched on there. For me, and this is probably a fairly poor analogy, but the staff in the city could be compared to pieces of very expensive equipment, and they do a really good job, but they need to be cared for. If you've got a heavy duty truck or something like that, you're going to need to do maintenance on it. You're going to need to care for it to make sure it continues to perform. And we need to care for the city employees because they help take care of us. We're a team, and the whole city is a team. It's residents, council members, staff on board here. I hear concerns about fiscal stability. I do want to acknowledge, as Mike said, we are in really good fiscal health. Nationally, regionally, statewide, there are a lot of challenges, but the forecasts for this year are looking up. The GVA has provided really good information on just how optimistic we are about income this year. Will it be like a normal year? I don't think so. But, you know, there's nowhere to go, nowhere to go but up from here. So the city has the money. We need to take care of what we have so that they can continue to take care of us, because they bring so much more in value to this community than they really, you know, cost in salary. So I just wanted to draw that analogy and thank them for their service and recognize that.
Thank you, John. Any other council comments or discussion on the motion? Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk, I believe we are ready for the roll call vote, please.
Councilmember van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
No.
Councilmember Taylor? Councilmember Taylor? Okay, I'll come back to Councilmember Taylor. Councilmember Buckeye.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes, sorry, I missed you there.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
And Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
All right, motion passes with 5 in favor.
Okay. Is there any further business from the council before we adjourn? Okay. Seeing no further business, this special meeting is adjourned. The time is 6:02 p.m. and we'll see you at the work session.